chafu wa meza, chafu wa meza. Tuko Nairobi tunachafu meza, chafu wa meza, chafu wa meza. Chafu meza, I see you, let me cheat. All kings in the building. Chafu meza, tunachafu meza, tunachafu meza.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Chafu wa Meza Show. As you can see, I have a whole building full of guests. Women and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get this pop in the right way. As usual, before we start the show, we do three shots back to back. But I know everybody's scared tonight. Who's not scared? Who's not pussy tonight? We can do three shots back to back. Who ready?
I'm scared.
I got one right here.
Who's ready?
Come back, man.
Can you do three back to back? I don't think so.
At least.
I do one.
We'll do one.
How many can you do? Two and a half?
I'll do one shot of water.
Nah, not water. That's
water,
not a shot,
right?
Man. Nah. Like, this is the Chafu wa Meza. We fuck up the table. You see this table right here? We got a full bottle right here. Look at this shit right here. It's full.
Yeah. It's more in the fridge.
Yeah.
Wait, where did this come from? I never seen this before.
Yeah, from liquor store.
It's a couple of Arthur. Important. Are you dumb? Come on.
But, yeah, let's get it popping, man. Because I'm saying, like, yo, pour the drinks. Let's go.
Pour the drinks. We're going to take a shot? Or?
Yeah, you're going to do a shot. I mean, I see you already got your shot ready, man.
You got a shot right here?
Yeah, you got your shot ready, man.
I'm going to take a shot, man.
Yeah. Yeah, let's get it popping.
All right.
You don't drink it like that?
Let's get right there.
You don't drink like that? Yes, usually.
We're doing three, right? So.
The best Marisa, yeah? I'm not going
to. I can't disclose that.
Oh, that rich. Put for everybody, nigga. I'm missing my shit.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, man. You put the bottle back.
Yes, sir.
I'm only pouring water in this cup.
Nah, literally.
Only water, right?
It has to be water.
Yeah, only water. She's only drinking water. Nobody can say this shit. It's just water.
Water o'clock.
Yeah.
That's water.
Let's do it.
All right, are we...
Bro, that's how you get food.
You start with three.
Yeah, to everybody, man. Shout out to Sudanese in the building, man, tonight. Popping. Yeah.
I need a guiding
battle.
Yeah,
fine. That's tough.
First things first, man. I want to thank everybody for coming through. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you guys, man. I know this means a lot to me, man. But before we start the show, man, to my left, man, I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Pure. I'm from New Hampshire. I was born in Sudan. And,
okay.
I was only there for 2 years, though, right? Like, then to Egypt and then New Hampshire. So, I'm in North Carolina for my nephew's birthday.
Yes, sir.
And okay, I just got caught into this, so.
You're welcome, sir.
Welcome to the city.
Hey, okay.
What's up?
Yeah. Welcome to the city, sir. Yes, sir.
It's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Meling. I'm from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I'm from South Sudan, but I was born here and raised, so yeah, that's it.
Do you speak a language?
Yeah, I speak the language.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Word, okay. Word.
My name is Rich, you know what I'm saying? I was born in goddamn Khartoum, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But I'm still South Sudanese in my bone. You know what I'm saying? The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. You feel me? Pseudo gang.
You already know.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my name is Portugal.
What the hell?
I was born in Khartoum, but you know, Juba's home, yeah. South Sudanese, and I was raised in North Carolina.
Okay.
Abdullah, go ahead, Nick.
Yeah. My name is goddamn Sammy, man, but you know, hey, Sammy Smooth, very motivated, man, you know what I mean? Born in South Sudan, well, North Sudan, but like, you know, originally, South Sudan, whatever, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Raised in New Hampshire. Over here in North Carolina, just kicking with my peoples.
Yeah. Okay, welcome to the building. We here.
I just want to break out into prayer. salam.
No, you don't have to lean over. Just be comfortable. We can hear you.
All right. My name is Pita, not like pita bread.
like PTS, Swahili, Despita. I was born in America, unfortunately, but fortunately at the same time. I'm from North Carolina, and yeah, those are my sisters, so stay blessed.
You're from Cary, right?
I can't disclose that.
Oh, you can disclose that. All right, cool. No big deal, man. So what's up? Welcome everybody to the show, man. We're here now, man. I know all your Sudanese, so I have one good question before we start the show. I mean, as we start the show. So what's the difference between the South and the North?
Religion.
Religion?
Religion. Yeah, that's the biggest part.
Yeah, I think big thing is that the South is more Afro, Black, Christian. You know, whatever the traditional religions are. And then you see the North, where you have Morocco, Algeria, and North Sudan. It's more of a Mediterranean Muslim nation, right? So the distinction is the religion is
the religion.
A big factor.
Yeah, big factor.
I don't know if anybody wants to add.
Yeah, I'm going to actually add on to that.
Go ahead.
So I think, like, the big reason why, like, South Sudan and Sudan had separated was, like, you know, the ethno-religious tensions. So, like, you have, like, the Afro-Arab people in Sudan and then the Nilotic. Is that the correct word?
Nilotic.
Yeah, Nilotic Sudanese people that are in the South. So, you know, you have a lot of more Afro-Arab influences in Sudan than you do in South Sudan. And that comes to the whole reason why we speak Arabic, that form of colonialism that's coming from, you know, the Afro-Arab influences. So a lot of, like, the majority of South Sudanese people are Christian. And then, you know, like you said as well, the Sudanese people are, you know, are Muslim,
right?
So, yeah, just more ethno-religious tensions.
I think it's also a socio-economic status thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you think about it, it's in a sense, like, if you're more so further closer to a, like, a Arab kind of, you know, descent, it's more of, like, you have more of, like,
more privilege,
more leverage throughout, like, Sudan. If you have more of a Nilotic, you know, descent, it's more so, like, you're kind of seen as beneath, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So that you see more of, like, Southerners, where we call ourselves June beans, they have less of a social economic status compared to Arabs who are in the North.
I like that.
So can I ask where, like, you know, if I may, where that stems from, though, that socioeconomic, right? Like, is that a historical thing where, like, just Arabs have been, what, more economically, you know, dominant? Or is it, like, is it more religious? Is it more, like, what is
the factor? Because if you look at other countries as well, too, it's the same thing. Different countries. Look at, like, let's say Syria, number one. Like, you know, Middle East, Morocco. It's, like, if your family is to have, like, the power, like, the money, the resources, like, you're beneath everybody else, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I see it as that way.
I think it even also plays in terms of, like, colorism, if you think about it.
Yeah.
In a sense, like, if you're, the darker you are, it's like, you're not seen as more, you know, seem to have a much power compared to someone who's more of a lighter complexion. So I feel like even in South Sudan, you can see we shade from, like, different shades of, like, complexion. Like, you gotta look at somebody and be like, oh, they're not South Sudanese, but they are because their complexion is different, you know? Darker. So it's like, we come in different shades and colors. So it's like, if you think about it, it's like, the lighter you are, the more privilege you might have compared to someone who's more darker. And, like, it kind of affects everyone to a certain degree. Like, you might not see it, but, like, there's certain privileges that someone, your own sister might have compared to your own, you know, your other sister might have because they're darker.
I agree. But I think, like, that's why things like skin bleaching are so rampant in our community, because people feel like, maybe, like, bleaching their skin will affirm their beauty or affirm their privileges, and they'll experience life differently. Mm-hmm. And, like, even beyond that, like, the whole name of Sudan in Arabic means the land of blacks. Mm-hmm. So the name has been given to our country, it's the land of black people.
I did not know that.
So it's like,
how you supposed to be named?
I didn't know that.
Respectfully,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You knew that, nigga? I knew that. No, you did it, nigga. You did not know that.
I knew that, man.
My car feeling like it's rolling. Come on, man. That's crazy.
So I guess, can I just ask a question real quick?
Yeah.
So I guess a big question I have is where the socioeconomic comes in terms of, like, skin color, right? Like, so I don't know, you're from Kenya, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so how does that impact, is it like, are the lighter people more economically, you know, privileged in Kenya or Sudan? Or is it like how, where does the distinction come from where, like, economics and race are, like,
you know, in Kenya, we don't have the colorism as much. We more have tribalism. Mm. Yeah, so the colorism really doesn't matter. You know what I mean? And that's even, I was wondering when you say, when you were speaking about colorism, I was like, I've never seen like a light-skinned Sudanese.
Do you guys? Sense, you ever been in the North, boy?
Well, in a sense, for example, my mom, she's considered more on the lighter end, right? My mom was really light. Yeah. In a sense, she comes from a part of South Sudan called Western Equatoria, right? Mm-hmm. So in a sense, there's some parts where like, they have like a Greek descent in them, like where back then, like when slave trades and everything was happening, like usually there's some of them that are a little bit lighter. So for example, my mom, she kind of, in a sense, she suffers with like, when people see her, they're like, oh, she's not South Sudanese. Usually they're like, oh, is she from Rwanda? Is she from Kenya? Or even Somalia. So like, in a sense, it's like, there's still that colorism effect where, in a sense, she still has to kind of like, play that battle, like, to fight, like, oh, yeah, I'm South Sudanese still, even though she looks different compared to, like, you know, when you think of a South Sudanese, you think dark, like,
dark, tall.
I'm not dark, but I'm not tall, like, I'm not, like, typical South Sudanese.
Yeah, we didn't get
that. So, like, for example, my mom, she's tall, but she doesn't have that, like, dark complexion, she's really light, so then when she tells, like, yeah, I'm South Sudanese, you're like, are you sure you're South Sudanese? Yeah. Or are you just like, you know, lying?
You're capping,
yeah.
You know, the funny thing about that, Sheikh, was, so do you guys get along with North Sudanese? Because I keep hearing South, South so much.
I feel like to a certain degree we do get along, but I feel like there is some like underlying tension in between. Yeah. But we do try to like, you know, like forget about it in the sense like, oh, we're brothers and sisters at the end of the day. But yet again, it's still like, you can't typically forget about the history that comes with the, like, trying to be like, how they treated us and how like things kind of impacted us and how it came about, like how South Sudan even came about to even look at them as like, oh, this is our brothers and sisters, but how could our brothers and sisters do us like that, that we have to, you know, divide in a sense.
Just to follow up on what she said. But like, you understand, like, we was in war for a long time. North and the South, like, we was really battling for a long time. So like, it's kind of hard to kind of, you know, get in the same place from where we started at the end of the day. But it's just so difficult to be like, hey, that's my brother or that's my sister. Because, like, we've been battling for so long because we wanted to get what we wanted at the end of the day, right?
Right.
So it's, you feel me? It's really, really difficult to look at them and be like, hey, like, that's our brothers or that's our sisters. Yeah. You understand? Like, you in the North, you're really fair-skinned, right? But we in the South, you dark-skinned at the end of the day. And like she said, like, light skin is really looked upon, like, hey, like, you feel me? Like, you're more, like, up on there than dark skin at the end of the day. Yeah. But that's changing, though.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I think people forget how recent, like, that oppression was. Like, South Sudan only got its independence in 2011. Mm-hmm. Like,
we're still young.
We are older than our country's age is.
Like, we just opened our national soccer stadium, literally, like, what is it, like 2 months ago?
True.
We're just not getting recognition. Imagine our basketball team models. Like,
basketball team's already number one.
We're trying to make South Sudan.
Yeah, make South Sudan anyway. We shouldn't be the USA. One. We really shouldn't be the USA, but
we made it.
I digress. We still made it, though.
So do you think there's a hope you guys can come as one? Forget the South and the North.
In terms of
just
North
become
and
as
South?
One. Yeah.
I don't know if you don't know or not. Hold on. I mean, I don't know if you don't know.
For the new generation, I will say
Gen Z.
But there's a war in the North right now. So a lot of people in the North are coming to the South.
Before South Sudan even got independence from Sudan, period, there was already discrepancies within culture and different things as well. So like South Sudanese people have always been very different than, you know, our parents identified as South Sudanese before the country even received its autonomy, its independence.
Right.
So like, we have to culturally have different things that are different from some Sudanese culture. And it's beyond just like the general characterization of being Sudanese or being South Sudanese, but like your own tribal practices and your old tribal identification as well. And I feel like it would be very unproductive to maybe try to force one Sudan again because there's so many differences already. Like, I think we just have more, focus more on like unity within, like, I guess, all Sudanese culture, but like also appreciating like differences between South Sudanese and like technically North Sudanese people.
So, okay, quick question. Like I mentioned earlier, in my country, we don't have colorism, right? We have tribalism. So, like you said, you guys are divided. You have, of course, the North and the South.
Right.
But still, at the same time, you have tribalism, right? Different tribes, right?
Yeah.
Is that an issue?
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Like, in order for you to get certain jobs in the government, like, there's, like, no shade, no tea, but Dinka Nuer people are prioritized in a lot of, like, the guard positions in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So even, like, when I came back from Juba this summer, it's, like, anyone that is, like, if you, like, if you know someone that's Dinka Nuer, they're mostly, like, in a power position, honestly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it comes from, like, the whole socioeconomic differences between people that are Equatorian and non-Equatorian people. Mm-hmm. That's where the issue stems from. Okay. Because, like, I remember my mom telling me historically that Equatorian people had, like, a little bit more wealth than, like, non-Equatorian people. So there was, like, differences in, like, in their lifestyle and their position. So it became, like, there's a lot of animosity that was formed between, like, non-Equatorians and Equatorian people. So that's where we deal with a lot of, like, oppression and a lot of, like, just, like, genocide and things like that, like, are happening in Equatoria from Dinka people and Nuer people. But obviously, we're not generalizing all Dinka Nuer people. A lot of them are actually really good people.
Yeah. Right.
But it's more a systematic issue in South Sudan. Like, our president has been president since 2011. It's 2024. What's going on? Right? It's been 13 years.
Hey, the Gen Zs. What
do you
know
about
that?
When you go back home, that's the issue. Mm-hmm. You see it. It's actually, when we talk about it, when you go back home, you actually, like, experience it. Like, you're like, this is like a culture shock. Because you just sit here and hear about it. But, like, you go back home and you sit here and you see it happen to you right in front of you. You can't do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. Because we don't, like, you know, here we grew up in America. So what's the culture? Back home, it's very conservative. You,
even, like, their prison system in Juba, it's like, they're very, it's like a lot of Dinka people that work there and a lot of Nuer people as well. Mostly Dinka people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's easier for you to get away with things if you know those people that are working there. You have connection.
You have to know somebody or have connection to be able to survive back home.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
yeah.
it. If you don't know nobody, don't have no money, anything.
Corruption still.
Just to follow up on that, do you think it's the power in numbers? Because I feel like it's Dinka and Nuer.
They
have the largest numbers. So you think, like, it would be different if, you feel me, other cultures had the power in numbers.
But even then, like, Zande is the third largest tribe. Like, our tribe, right? Third largest tribe.
But you gotta think,
Hold on.
But we're not really originated from South Sudan. We really came from Congo. We made our way from Congo to South Sudan. So a lot of them look at us like, hey, like, are we real, like, South Sudanese at the end of the day?
No, well, I feel like, in a sense, if you think about it, like, what really makes a South Sudanese? Like, if you think about it, when someone thinks of a South Sudanese, I'm not going to lie, they think tall, dark. When you think of South Sudan, there's 64 tribes, and we all look ethnically so different. Like,
but the power in numbers, though. Dinka has the most, most numbers. Mm-hmm. Nuer has the second most numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And Zande is just like, oh, y'all third place. It's not really that important at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So that Dinka is in the south or north?
The north.
South.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. All right, so I'm going to say something real quick, right? So I came here in 1999, right? I was 8 years old. So this is before South Sudan seceded, right? Mm-hmm. Sudan was one at the time,
right?
So we went to Egypt, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people in Sudan at the point, right? Like, you go to Egypt, and then as a refugee, you're either going to Australia, UK, US, or whatever, right? So the whole idea of tribalism at the point, for me, right, I'm always speaking for myself, right, that wasn't a thing until after this cessation, right? Because when we were in New Hampshire, whether you were Dinka, Nuer, Arab, whatever, you're still Sudanese, right, or black, right? And so as a person speaking who grew up in the U.S., in the diaspora, right, the whole idea of tribalism and you know, whatever else, it wasn't really a thing, right?
I disagree.
It wasn't a thing from where we grew up in the Northeast of New Hampshire.
Because
it happened after the cessation.
Like,
go ahead.
The generation, I feel like
our generation was. Go ahead.
The generation plays a very big role in that. I think it
exacerbated after the fact, though, right? Like, because my sister, right, who was born in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her idea of Dinka, I'm Dinka, right? And Nuer, right? That wasn't a thing. But that became a thing to her, right? Like, here.
Yeah.
Now here, like, you have that. Prior to that,
you
were just Sudanese. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, I don't know, man. You guys were born here, so you guys tell me.
I think you're
from...
Go ahead. Sorry.
I pray from a what?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Go ahead.
Pass the bottle.
Go ahead.
So,
Where's your shot?
If I think about the whole tribalism aspect, right? And I said, okay, yeah, I grew up in I grew up here, right?
In North Carolina. You were born here.
I was born here. I grew up in North Carolina. Yeah. And, like, obviously, we had a pretty, you know, decent amount, like, size amount of South Sudanese here. Mm-hmm. But in a sense, when I think
when
about...
When you were born here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, when I see tribalism, I feel like, for me personally, tribalism has always been here, like, in a sense. In a sense, maybe...
In North Carolina.
Yeah.
In North Carolina.
Tribalism here?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, like, in what sense? No.
Wow.
Wait, okay. No, right. Okay, when were you guys born? But again, so it might be a difference of age, right? Because like
everybody,
but it was, even prior to like North and South, I feel like tribalism has still been very like
prevalent. It's not a recent development because ethnic cleansing has been prominent since like the
1980s,
50s. No, with being in
we're talking about how you think about it, our parents kind of like transferred over whatever beliefs and values they had when they were in South Sudan over to the US, right? They're the ones that founded our community and found like the beliefs and values they have, like all of our parents and like our elders, right? So I think like a lot of, speaking from my personal experience, a lot of like the elders in my community, the Equatorian, have experienced like ethnic cleansing up hand. Like, they've had like soldiers come into their homes and see people like killed like their family members, mm-hmm. or harm people, rape people. Especially like my dad. My dad seen his mom
get killed. So here's my question.
So I think for them it's internalized from seeing it and experiencing it.
Okay, so they came here, right? And this is again, mm-hmm. this is a question, right? Mm-hmm. So you guys came here, your parents have seen that.
Yeah.
You guys came to the U.S. Mm-hmm. You guys were born here.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? Then they saw other Sudanese people who were, from a different culture?
I think comes down to, like, prioritizing being in a unified culture. Despite your differences, like, prioritizing the fact that we're all South Sudanese.
So are they prioritizing the fact that you now were no longer taking what happened back home? And you guys are now one, or you guys are still
separated?
Okay, like, for example, specifically talking about North Carolina in this example, like, when you think about the South Sudanese community, I'm not going to lie, you have your Equatorians here, you have your Dinkas here, you have your Nuers here. And we've been talking about Nubas, we have Nubas, you have the Sudanese over there.
So, this is North Carolina.
But even if you go to other aspects in the States, I feel like you still feel that aspect. For example, right now there's an Equatorian conference happening this weekend, right, in Kansas City, Only Equatorians that are only, this is their conference for them only.
Equatorians all around.
Oh, wow.
And then
really?
Even then, yes. Yes. So really Equatorian. And then even in May, for example, I'm Fujilu, right? This is my tribe, right? There's a Fujilu conference, there's a Kuku conference, there's a Vahi conference.
In America?
Yes.
It's different conferences. So I guess this is where I'm coming to. All right. Do you guys feel like it's fucked up? Okay, for a second, right? That we're leaving whatever's happening back home,
yeah.
And we're coming here, whatever you come from, whatever tribe you're from, whatever you are, right? You're in this country now, right? Mm-hmm. And you guys were born here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys weren't even there.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're still having these sentiments about what happened in the back home, right? Mm-hmm. And bringing it to another country.
I fully understand what you're coming from. Yeah. But I feel like in a sense it's kind of been passed down to us. I feel like for me personally recently, it wasn't until recently, like, okay, we're all South Sudanese, like, in a sense, I can't really always dictate, like, oh, I have to look at somebody's tribe, like, oh, he's from Balanda, oh, he's from Kuku, oh, mm-hmm. he's from Fujilu, or whatever. For me, it's now, like, okay, I'm thinking now, oh, we're South Sudanese people. But for a long time, like, when I would see a Dinka people, I'm already having that, like, preconception, mindset, like, oh, this Dinka person is thinking like this. Oh, there's Nuer people thinking like that. Because in a sense, it's always been passed down, like, specifically in my household. Like, I've always looked at, like, oh, you know...
But luckily we're in a country now
that we feel like we can understand and think for ourselves. Like, we have our own mind, under that perception that there's generational. But I actually have a question real quick.
Okay.
Do you think that also, like, a problem that plays into it is representation of South Sudanese people? When you see models, when you see basketball players, a lot of them tend to be Dinka Nuer people. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it comes down to being, like, me seeing myself being represented as well as South Sudanese. Right. And I feel like that's, like, where some of the differences come into it.
Yeah, let him say something. Because he's from the north. Yeah.
He's from Wow, right?
I'm from Greece.
Oh, you one of them. No.
Honestly, I'm from Khartoum, you know what I mean? Like, honestly...
So Khartoum is the north, right?
It's in the north, right?
Yeah. All right.
It's on the north. But, like, this tribalism thing, like, I don't really, like, believe in, like, to be a thing like that. I mean, I see it, but, like...
You see in New Hampshire? I don't see it in New Hampshire at all.
I mean, New Hampshire,
to a certain extent. Because dingus outnumber in New Hampshire, so it's one of those things.
South Sudanese people in New Hampshire?
Of course. I don't think I see it as much in New Hampshire.
There's a good amount of South Sudanese, but I've never, honestly.
They're just small.
I came to New Hampshire in 1999, right? Mm-hmm. There was three other Sudanese family, right? There was, and they weren't Dinka.
So three None plus of, you, so it was four.
Including me.
Okay. It was three.
It was Gabriel and who was your people. What are they? Belinda?
I was in Virginia.
Okay, but they're like Belinda, right? So anyway, they weren't Danka.
Okay.
Long story short, when I got there, there wasn't like this idea of like Danka and where, whatever, right? And even as more Sudanese people came in, we were like a community and there was a lot of Danka people. Mm-hmm. There was, but there was no like any sort of tension.
Yeah.
It was just more of like this like community like nonsensical type of thing. It wasn't like Nuer or you're Belinda or you're North Sudanese or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You kinda like you know, you're Sudanese, so like, you know, you have conversations, whatever, but they're fragmented to a point where it's like more like the gossip between like aunties and, you know, people and stuff.
It was the same thing when I moved to Virginia too. It was all just
aunties talking. But yeah. we're still the same people. If somebody passed away or if somebody got married or whatever, right?
Everyone still shows up, right?
I didn't even, like, the whole tribalism thing didn't even come to my head until, like, 2011 when, like, the cessation happened.
I think it was just passed on from our elders, our parents to us, and then now it's like...
It's a whole big deal.
It's like, yeah. It's a cycle going back and forth. Yeah. Hopefully it stops. Like,
for me personally, I feel like growing up in North Carolina... I feel like even prior to 2011, I kind of still felt that sense of, like, tribalism, in that sense. Because I feel like in North Carolina specifically, like, we've always, like, growing up, I remember always going to an Equatorian conference. Mm-hmm. Not an Equatorian, but, like, an Equatorian cookout. Mm-hmm. And then you have a general South Sudanese cookout where it's, like, all the tribes. Mm-hmm. Or then you might go to there's a Dinka, you know, cookout. Oh, we're going to Dinka's there, you know. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, kind of that we came in big numbers in a sense. Mm-hmm. So I feel like everyone kind of gravitated to their own. So like, the Dinka's gravitated to their own, the Equatorians gravitated to their own. So then in a sense, there was like that separation. So like always growing up, there was like, I remember going to like multiple different types of like, even though we're all South Sudanese, but there's still, we're going to the, you know, the Equatorian cookout. Oh no, we're going to the Dinka cookout. Oh no, we're going to the...
But
we
all friends together.
Yeah, we're still all friends. Like, I'm still best friends. Yeah, everyone is cool. Yeah. I'm even going to everyone. I'm saying, hi, auntie. Hi, uncle. Da, da, da. But at the end of the day, that's the Dinka auntie. Oh, that's the Fulu auntie. Mm-hmm. Or this is the da, 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 auntie. So, like, for me specifically, like, in North Carolina, it's always kind of been, like, that diversion.
Okay. So every time there's an event, they have to specify what tribe it is.
To a certain degree, yeah. But, like, sometimes you have that instance where, like, everyone comes together. But, like, specifically, like, I'm more so going to gravitate the Equatorian cookout or I'm going
to
gravitate towards the Dinka cookout.
Just to follow up that, do you think we were more united as, like, one country, South Sudan, then we got divided?
I don't know. I feel like yes and no.
I feel like yes.
But I think before we separated, we more so unified because we were the oppressed.
Yeah.
Like, for example, all the Dinkas, the Equatorians, we all united. We're South Sudanese because we're oppressed. Mm-hmm. But now that we divided, it's like, now the Dinkas and Nuers are now in power. It's like, okay, now the Equatorians and, like, the people who are in WOW, the Barakazal, and all the people, they're now like, we're separated. Oh, because we're not the ones in the power.
But these are all systematic issues, too. Because if you didn't think about, like, the national government.
So you're from Kenya, right?
Yes, sir.
Quick question. So
Oh, you changed the subject from everybody.
No, I'm not going away, right? Because you guys were born here, right? You guys were born here?
You're running from everybody, man.
No, because listen, so I...
Pass the drink to everybody, man.
I have a little bit of water.
This is the Chafua Meza show. We all drink, my nigga. Not just you.
I'm all drinking.
Everybody.
So, you know how you Kenyans did now. Yeah.
Of course. And you got the Kenyan flag on your hand, too.
No, Sasha.
I mean, I know, but you got the same flag. I'm the same colors, though.
We're Pacific. Sasha.
I know. No, no. The middle part is the difference, you see?
Here.
The colors.
We didn't copy their flag.
So I asked, what's up? I asked the question. When people ask you, when people go up to her and ask her, where are you from?
I always say South Sudan.
You know what she said?
Oh, me? When they ask me?
Okay, but listen, my sister's, you know, she was born here.
She was born here.
No, that's not my sister, but I'm saying my sister was born here.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, gotcha.
And when people ask her where she's from, or where she's born, or no, when they ask her where she's from, she says New Hampshire. So I guess my question is, when people ask, like Kenyans, or like, you know, because like they come off to you like maybe disrespectful, like, oh, where are you from, right? So my sister literally says New Hampshire.
You know, I think bottom line it comes to this. Most of the time is when they hear an accent, that's when they ask where you from.
Okay.
In most cases.
No, but my sister's dark. She's born here, but she's dark.
I get that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not refusing, but I'm saying in most cases. Because even in America, they have dark skinned niggas. It's not like there's no dark skinned Americans.
Why are you blocking off that word? Or are you saying it for real?
What?
Wait, are we allowed to speak freely?
Yeah, you can say that shit. But I'm saying, yeah. So, when they hear the accent, that's when they mostly ask where you from. Mostly. I'm not sure.
They look at me and they're like, where are you from? But they know I'm not, like, American. They can tell from, like, just even looking at me.
Yeah.
I'm just South Sudan. Like, you're like, I'm just not.
They would never guess.
They would never guess South Sudan.
They would say South Sudan. They would say African, whatever.
Yeah, they're like, yo, you African.
Yes, you do.
No, the black Americans, they can literally differentiate me and be like, you're not one.
Not all.
They're going to say you're one of those African kids. Like, they can differentiate.
They can literally look at you.
Or North Carolina, right?
Yeah. No, even anywhere outside of like
anywhere.
They're going to look at you. They're not going to, their first aspect is not going to be like,
I never have that issue.
You're like light.
Never.
Even then, I feel like still, there's a sense of the way you carry yourself. There's a distinction between the both of us.
So can I say this, right? Say you're born here, right? And they come up to you, right? Thinking like, oh, you have this like distinct look. You're not American. But you were born here. Do you look at it as like disrespect? Do you be like, well, fuck you, I was born in North America, I was born here. Like, it's a compliment to me.
Honestly, it's a compliment because I feel like personally, even though I was born here, I don't feel like I fully resonate with being an American.
So you feel African?
Because of your features.
Not even because of my features.
No,
because,
hell no.
Where you drink at, my nigga? I fuck with you.
Even when visitors come, they're going greeting everyone like this. It's normal. I love that. So I got a question, right? This is kind of
good. I fuck with you on this. But you're not drinking, though. You don't drink?
You guys get mad at American people who say that, like, oh, well, you're not...
Salute to you over there, just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
Do you guys get upset at people who are politically like, oh, well, you're not representing America, then if you want to, like, represent your culture. So say someone who was born in Sudan, who's not from Sudan, right? Like a Khawaja. Because we know we talk shit about Khawajas all the time, right?
Right.
Okay, so say a Khawaja was born in Sudan. And then she says, no, I'm not Sudanese.
Yeah, that's fine.
Wait, 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 wait,
one at a time.
Just don't say that's different though, because
how is that? That's not different. We're hearing about it though.
We're talking about crazy.
Now we're talking about imperialism and colonialism. Being a white person, you have the ability.
I think that's okay with
any single culture you identify with.
So say that again. Say that again.
Okay, I think if you're a white person, you have the ability to identify with any other culture you want because you are the desired race. You're a desired person.
But talk about that person.
Not even like black people. Talk about the person. Also, like African Americans here have a hard time like being seen as true Americans.
Being black American and being born in Sudan, and they say that.
Say they're not from Sudan.
Yeah.
I feel like that's personally fine because I feel like if you don't resonate typically with the culture, it's hard for you to say, like, oh, I'm part of that.
Exactly.
Like, it's one thing to say, for example, all of us
personally, so you can't call that, so then you can't attack that person for not correlating with that, right?
Because
people are going to attack you for not saying that you're. Say you were born here, you've never been to South Sudan,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, listen, I'm from North Carolina. But people are going to attack you because you're like, oh, you're kind of negating your culture, right? Like, who your parents are from, but you've never been there. Mm-hmm. So then how can you, how can you represent that? You've never been there. Oh, your parents are, like, your friends are from North Carolina. You don't have any other Sunnis friend. How many Sunnis people are here? Who grew up in Sudan that you're friends with?
Like the individual. Yeah, okay. The individual experiences. Like, exactly. If you identify more with, like, the culture that you grew up with and, like, you resonate with that, then that's your personal experience. That's your truth.
Absolutely.
Versus someone that is not, like, has not been raised in that. Like, some Sudanese people are not raised with the language, with the food, in an actual Sudanese community, so they don't have access to those things that are, like, identity markers.
Right.
So it just depends
on your personal experience. So you can't prejudge that person for saying that they're not from that place.
Of course, but I think, I
feel like in itself, for example, me personally, I have an older brother, he's Khawaja and South Sudanese, right? Mm-hmm. He's grown more with his Khawaja side, so he doesn't typically resonate with the South Sudanese side. Mm-hmm. In a sense, it's like, for me, I can't fully judge him for being saying, like, oh, he doesn't typically know his South Sudanese side. So in a sense, for me, who's been growing up in the South Sudanese, like, culture, it's like, that's what I resonate with him. In a sense, he resonates with Khawaja culture. Like, mm-hmm. I can't be upset at that, like, it kind of like it comes to an individual like experience. Like, I don't think it's someone you could be like, oh, like, let me be upset at someone for not being a part of that.
But no, absolutely. So, like, my sister, again, like, I respect
the side eye. That's you, I mean, side eye. Yeah, that's her personal.
I think people come out of it as like it's like a disrespect type of thing.
For me, it just really comes to an individual experience. Like, me personally, at the end of the day, even though I was born here, my whole life I've been here, and then I'm South Sudanese, I'm a human being. Like, South Sudan boy, till we die. Like, that's all I know.
Tuko Nairobi tunachafu meza, chafu wa meza. Tuko in the city, chafu meza. Don kings in the building, don kings in the building. Chafu wa meza. Tuko Nairobi tunachafu meza, chafu wa meza. Tuko in the city, chafu meza. Don kings in the building, don kings in the building. Straight from the flight to the club, we go. Hold on, I'm lying. Straight from the flight, hit the Airbnb. Shafu Meza, I see you, let me cheat. Kanairo City, tuko home, my G. Don Kings in the building. Tuko ready, rada, chafu, no way. Tuku gaga, ni watoto, my way. Fresh to death, man, you got the smell.